Here we go. This is Felger and Mass.
Yeah, Rex Ryan here.
I hate guests.
Yep.
There's no reason to touch them.
Keep it in your pants.
Why would you do that?
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Quite a night, Maz. What are your thoughts?
Pretty entertaining, wasn't it?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I loved every second of it. This competition between these two teams could use a little bad blood. So I'll start there. I don't think by a long shot this thing is over. And so that's the big picture, you know, beyond just the incident itself point of view. It's good. It's good for the Red Sox and the Yankees, and it's good for baseball. So to me, I'll take that out of it first. But beyond that,
should it be over?
It should be.
Who owes who?
I'll tell you what. It never should have started, if you want to know the truth. And I'll tell you why. Tyler Austin slides into second base. Did he spike him?
Yes.
Right? No question.
Right.
He spiked him. Okay, so...
Was it an intentional miss?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yep. I mean, he moved his leg out. And his feet, you know, his foot was up.
It's a hard takeout slide. It's how baseball used to be played.
Okay, so, but again,
but
the spikes were up, too. I mean, so that is sort of a...
Was it intentional, Murray?
I think a little bit, not fully. I think he was trying to go for it.
How are you a little intentional?
I mean, he clipped him a little bit. He didn't fully go for it.
I didn't ask you how hard the contact was. I asked you, was it intentional?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The witness is directed to answer the question.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock.
No, we don't do nuance on this show.
Well, no, he put his foot up and he moved it over there, so he absolutely was doing it to make contact and he spiked him. So to me, the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to get drilled. Fact. I was fine with everything that happened right up until the point that Austin threw his bat down and went to the mound. If he just takes the shot in the back, no problem. What's there to bitch about? Everything's good. Here you go. That's how it's supposed to work. You go in, you slide into a guy with spikes up, and you cleat him. You're going to get drilled. Game over. Everything's fine. Move on.
Does it matter that he threw at you and missed 2 pitches earlier?
Yes.
So I would say a little bit. I mean, you know, would it stop me from hitting him if I'm the Red Sox? No, I'd throw at him again.
But what I mean
but
is...
But it does speak to their ineptitude.
No question. It speaks to the Red Sox just can't hit someone when they want to. Does Austin have a right to be more pissed that he missed him the first time and then came back at him?
I say no.
What's the code on that?
I say no.
Because Austin said postgame, and we'll play you all this sound coming up, but Austin said postgame that in baseball, you get one shot. And I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, they threw at me once and missed, and in baseball, that's pretty much it. Or
yeah,
that should be it.
And I just think that that's dumb. Like,
That was the Barnes Machado thing from last year. He missed him, and he finally hits him, and he ends up getting suspended 4 games. But to me, I don't know, once you miss him, you had your shot. You're a pitcher. You should be able to locate the thing wherever the hell you want as a major league pitcher. If you can't do it the first time, screw you. You missed your chance.
So, Murray, by the letter of the law, I think you're right. The problem, as we know, is that Red Sox relievers can't command the ball, and they can't throw strikes when they need to. So this is the problem. So now that speaks to their ineptitude. But this whole thing, you know, the Yankees now saying, oh, you know, he should have hit him on the first pitch. He threw a slider. Like, you're hearing all these little things. Shut up. At the end of the day, you're mad because he got hit. You don't really care if it was on the first pitch or the second pitch. This is like the guy who gets fired bitching about, yeah, but they could have told me in a better way.
Okay, so this
bull crap.
That was my question.
Bull crap. That's bull crap, and you know it. You didn't want to get hit. You didn't think you deserved to get hit, and the reality is you did.
Who's the bad guy?
Me, Tyler Austin.
Oh, my God, it's not even close, isn't it?
Yeah, to me, it's Tyler Austin. Again, he initiated the thing with the slide by cleating Holt at second base. And then he knew it was coming, by the way. Don't let him kid you. He knew it was coming. Watch the prior at bat where they struck him out in the fifth inning. The final pitch is a slider away after they had thrown a couple of fastballs on the inner part of the plate, one of which was up, although it sailed away from him. He went into the box knowing he might get drilled. And I guarantee you some veteran guy in the dugout or coach said to him, hey, keep your head up. Keep your head on a swivel. They might throw at you here. You know how they got him out? With a slider off the plate that he missed by 3 feet because he was afraid he was going to get drilled. Okay? So he knew it might be coming. He might have thought it was over going into the third at bat, but he knew it was coming.
This guy seems like a total tool. I heard Beal talk a lot about this, and he's right. The benches emptying the first time was freaking dumb. I mean, dumb on everyone's part. And Holt really didn't do anything to precipitate that. He just sort of turned to him and said, what was that?
Right.
And that's when this Tyler Ross with the, you know, you just tell he's a Pardo bro.
Totally.
So he's like Paul O'Neill for a new generation. That's what he completely reminded me of.
Worse. Maybe better. O'Neill never would fight. He would just yell and like.
It was just Pardo.
But this guy was looking for a fight. I mean, to me, there's no question, but go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So, like, I mean, he's the one. The reason the bench is emptied is because of his body language after Holt turned to him. I mean, Holt turned to him and said something, and then after the game, Holt said, I shouldn't have said what I said. So whatever he said maybe crossed the line, but it was all about Austin's body language that brought everybody out. And Austin got all huffy and puffy when everyone came out. And again, he didn't really want to fight the first time because he slammed his bat down and gave Vasquez every opportunity to tackle him.
Which Vasquez didn't.
Okay. So I agree that Tyler Austin is a bad guy. If you look at it from the Red Sox perspective, are there a few guys you watched in that fight and made note of?
Yes. I mean, Vasquez is the easy one because just way too slow. You know, ultimately, once he saw Austin going, he tried to grab on. He should have been out in front of him.
What if Kelly said, let him go? Does that happen?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. To me, the catcher's got to get out there and not let the guy get to his pitcher. Doesn't matter what Kelly wants. Unless he tells him ahead of time.
No, that's what I mean.
But even so, I would say no. I would say no. The catcher's got to get in the way there. Because the last thing you need is for the pitcher to have his shoulder planted in the ground, and then all of a sudden he's out for 6 months. No good. No, the catcher's got to get out there and protect. And Vasquez fell asleep on that one. I'm willing to bet it never happens again. Because it was so egregious to me. Austin throws the bat, and Vasquez just standing there like, I'm not sure he was even paying attention. What the hell was he doing? And then I did not love Mookie Betts being like the last guy in from right field. I didn't love it. Now, look, am I saying he's going to come in throwing haymakers? And no, but get your ass in there and make sure that if there is someone in any sort of jeopardy, that you can get him out of it.
And you know who that was for the Yankees?
Oh, Judge.
Judge.
Oh, yeah, Judge. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you meant someone was in there.
Well, I mean, what you just asked Betts to do is what Judge did.
Absolutely. Judge got out there right away, grabbed, and he was, to me, he's like the one guy in this thing that you could look at and say, now there's a guy who did it the right way. Okay? He sort of probably knew it was coming because he was out there fast. He grabbed onto someone to break up the fight, but he didn't throw punches. He probably took a few shots in there on his own and, you know, but never lost his mind over it.
Do you think he's ever been in a fight?
Who, Judge?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Because who in their right mind is taking on that fella?
Yeah.
That's a guy who's so freaking big that he never gets a fight. No one ever would fight Aaron Judge.
Well, and that's also how you know that a guy is really tough.
Actually tough. Exactly
because
right.
He just goes out there and grabs onto someone and says, you don't have it in you to hit me because if you do, I will kill you.
Right.
So don't even think about it, and that's the end of that. And so, now look, I'm just saying with Betts, watch him. Betts really took his time getting
in there.
Oh, and
then when he and Jackie Bradley jacking around?
Yes, and then he and
Bradley joking around?
Yes, they get their gloves over the faces laughing, although Betts did not have his face covered. And I'm just telling you, it's a bad look, okay? You know, I'm not sitting here saying you got to get in there and start throwing haymakers. Don't be an a-hole either. But your team's in the middle of a fight. Get in there. Make sure nobody's getting blindsided or clipped from behind. And also, to me, it speaks to some level of engagement and intensity. Once it's on, everybody's sort of dialed in. They weren't.
Okay. Who'd you like the most? And I'll answer. I like Joe Kelly, even though I think he's inept. I mean, I think he's incompetent. I do. I think, and that's a strong sort of thing, but I think he is an incompetent. I'd like to use it as a noun, which you can do, right? He's an incompetent. I think he's an incompetent. So he was incompetent with how he hit him. He was incompetent with how he fought. But boy, if you don't like him stepping off the mound and waving him forward like the Matrix or whatever that movie was, you know, if that doesn't do it for you, then I don't know what does.
I didn't think he had it in him. I figured he was sackless the way that he usually blows up in the eighth inning, whatever the hell they bring him in.
Tremendous. Like, you know, Austin carrying on there in the box, slamming his bat, and Kelly's like, all right, if you're going to do that, come on. And, you know, that you have to love.
No, it was admirable.
So here's my takeaway. Both teams needed it. Both teams needed it. I think the Yankees needed it even more than you did. But I think if you're fans of either team, you come out of it saying, I feel better about my team. The Yankees needed to wake up or something.
So this is my biggest concern coming out of this as a Red Sox fan is this might have given a rudderless, pulseless operation a big jolt.
So they needed a reason. They needed something. And I think on the New York side, they, you know, if we were in New York following the Yankees, we would probably be saying they something has to happen here. Someone's got to charge the mound. Someone's got to take somebody out. Someone's got to wake this team up because Skippy Magoo there in the manager's office isn't capable. I mean, we got, you know, so I think if you're a Yankee fan, you feel okay about it, even though this, what's his first name, Austin?
Tyler.
This Tyler Austin is a total pud. A bro pud. Bro pud.
Josh Donaldson with less talent.
Oh, my God. What a pud this guy is. But even so, even if it takes, that's usually the guy that it takes to get things going. So if I'm New York, I feel good about that. If I'm the Red Sox, I feel really good about it because they have something to prove coming off of last year in Machado. And I think they stood up for themselves as they should have. And I think it's all good. Hopefully no one's suspended for too long because I hope that remains part of the game. Everything else is out of the every game. Anything fun like that to be legislated out of every game that I watch. I hope they don't go too heavy with the suspensions. That stuff happens. Let boys be boys. No one got hurt. And just, you know, if I'm a fan of either team, I feel good about it. I do.
Look, to me, again, I'm okay with that stuff happening in the game. You could have had all of that without the benches clearing and the fighting. All if Austin had gone to first base. Right? You could add all of that. Now, look.
It was much more fun with what happened.
Oh, of course it was. Listen, I'm all for a good fight. It was wildly entertaining. But, I was talking to one of the New York writers today, and I thought there was a good point there, too, which is the Yankees are still pissed. Yankees players are pissed. They sent, now, I don't know, maybe they'll all change their minds when they watch a replay of Austin going in, maybe in real time. They didn't realize that he spiked him. I don't know.
Yep.
My guess, though, is by the time postgame came along, they all knew it. But even so, or at least the manager knew it. But they all lined up behind Austin. Okay, so they're still pissed. To me, I wonder how Boone handles this now. You're a rookie manager. Your team is 6-6. You're not playing great. You finally showed some life. Your players are pissed off. What are you going to do?
What's your statement tonight? Is it a better statement, winning 2 out of 3 in Boston, or plunking a guy?
Oh, I think winning 2 out of 3 in Boston. I think that completely rights the ship if it hasn't been already with the way that this game played out last night.
No question.
Even if they're in the wrong, to me, they now have to fight on that wrong. You know, like even if they look at it and say, like, oh, you know, Austin was kind of an a-hole there. Doesn't matter. If this is what brought them together and finally they have an identity, that's what you got
to
fight on.
I mean, to me, win the game. But I would, if I were him, I would address them and say, this thing isn't over, but we're not going to do it tonight.
No.
I mean, I don't think he can, I don't think he can ignore it, Murray. I don't think he can ignore it.
Let's be peaceful tonight.
All right, folks. Plenty of Bruins Leafs coming up, but we start with this. You want to weigh in? 617-779-0985. Your reaction to the brawl at Fenway right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mez.
They're more scared of you than you are of them.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports
Hub. Now here's the 2-1.
Had it hit him. Austin slammed his bat on the ground. Now heads toward the mound. And he's ready to swing. He and Kelly go down on the ground. Both benches empty. We have a brawl in Boston. And the brawl is going on. Austin had slid hard into Holt. And so Kelly hit him with a pitch, and Austin charged the mound.
Look, there's payback and there's payback. You don't hit a batter there throwing 98 miles an hour. You just don't do that. That's his life. Never mind his career. That's his life. Are you kidding me?
What did she say?
Stop.
That's his life? I hit him in the plunked him in the back.
I still don't know what she's talking about. Like on that part of it, I hope nothing's wrong with her. But I will say, look, there is. Don't kid yourself when it comes to the New York media. You know, there's a hawkish element to the New York media.
No, Sterling and Waldman, no.
Not just the play-by-play people. I'm talking about there is a hawkish element in the New York media that is sneaky there. Okay, like they have this perception of being the big bad wolves, and that's not always true. In this case, what did Kelly do wrong other than miss him the first time?
That he looks like a jackass because he can't hit him.
Okay,
but other than that, that wasn't too high.
So now
it was right in the armpit, right?
So if you want to say, like, you know, letter of the law, he cleated him in the leg. He should have hit him in the leg. All right, like again. So now we're bitching about. Are we really bitching about that, or you just didn't want to get hit at all? Is that what the deal is? He didn't. They didn't want him. He didn't want to get hit. They didn't want him to get hit. He got exactly what he deserved there.
Okay, folks, your reaction as promised. Scott and Dalton, lead us off today. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So, what do you think about Vasquez putting his mask on before he ran out to the mound?
So, you know, leaving his mask on. I mean, Veritek set that precedent, right? I mean, I think it's a wussy move, but I guess you can do it. It's a fact that he let him go out there in the first place, which I'm actually glad. Like, I'm not going to rip Vasquez because if he grabbed him, he robs me of that moment. And
Okay, but that's different. Did he do the right thing?
Probably not. But if the pitcher says, Vasquez, let me get him. Let him go. I mean, don't you think that happens? If a pitcher really wants to get at the guy, they tell the catcher, let him go.
Sure, and I think even then the catcher's got to say no. You got to say no there. You just can't. You can't let the guy take out your pitcher. You just can't do it. You know, to me, again, I just don't think that, you know, you allow that guy to go out there and start hammering away. Kelly's not that big either.
And then Vasquez, after the game, talks tough, Jimmy. Can we do this now, Jim? Would you pull up the Christian Vasquez cut post game and just let me know when you have it? So then his comments after the game, talked a little tough for a guy that wouldn't even stop him from going out to the mound. Go ahead.
Clubhouse is our second home. We need to protect our home. So there will be something soon. If not this series, maybe in New York.
So there will be something soon. If not this series, then in New York, we have to protect our home. I mean, he sounds great, but in the moment, what did he do?
Oh, no, he did nothing. Again, I think he was, like, out to lunch. I think, watch him. He's just kind of sitting there looking around like he's not even aware that something could happen. I think he sort of went in and said, oh, yeah, we're going to drill him. They slid him. We're going to drill him. That'll be the end of it. It never occurred to him that that guy was going to go to the mound.
Frank in Boston, what do you think?
Yeah, what do I think? First of all, Naz, I thought you were a Yankee fan. And
I'm not a Yankee fan.
Well, okay, whatever. And Judge, you know what? Judge is the Andre the Giant of baseball. No one's going to fool around with someone like him. I don't see anybody doing it anyway.
And so I'm going to let you go. That's the part that I just find fun, is that Aaron Judge can go in there and grab people and just stand there and be peacemaker, and no one's going to lay a finger on. I just wonder, has Aaron Judge ever been challenged to fight?
Oh, I doubt it.
When you're 8 feet tall, like, those are big men out there. He towers over everybody.
It feels like including Stanton. And you know what? Stanton, I think Stanton's afraid of Judge, like, looking at it. I mean, and the Yankees get some big dudes, man.
That's right, and Judge, you know, stands above all of them.
Sabathia's 6'7", Stanton's 6'6", Patances, I think, is 6'6".
Chapman's big.
He's another one, 6'5". They get some big dudes. You know, I don't think the Red Sox want to get into a brawl with them.
It still looks like Judge is just on top of everybody.
Well, because he's thick, too. He's a giant.
It's huge. Alex in Philly. Hi, Alex.
How you doing? Yeah, I was going to ask you guys to play that clip of the New York announcer, and I don't know how many – I know this is like a PC-sensitive subject nowadays, which is bad to begin with, but maybe they were a little too early on hiring a woman announcer, because that was like the most delusional – that was like such a delusional play call, calling for his life. It's like, dude, the guy got spiked, and obviously Kelly is going to throw at him. It's the life protection thing that you're talking about. Like, just hearing her rant.
Alex, ask yourself, what would Jack Edwards do? What would Tommy Heinsohn do? They would do the exact same thing, except they're men.
But they would. They wouldn't. They wouldn't say, "Oh my God, you are risking his life."
Yes, they would. Yep, their commentary would be every bit as bad, guaranteed. I hear it.
I mean, I've heard male, men broadcasters say it.
It's not just men, but, I mean, don't act like that exists there and not here. Edwards or Heinsohn, those guys would absolutely be talking in the same tones as Susan Wallman. No question in my mind, I've heard it. The Nesson crew puts on this moral outrage when Brad Marchand gets hit. Brad Marchand, who's hurt more people in the league than anyone playing. And the Nesson crew acts like they're about to picket the NHL offices whenever Brad Marchand takes a hit, the dirtiest player in the league. So don't tell me you wouldn't hear that here. It's just that she's a woman. So I guess it sounds worse to you or what? But that ridiculous commentary is not exclusive to New York. Jimmy, was there anything more, or was that the only clip we have of Sterling and Wallman?
That was the only thing I have.
Okay. Because I'm sure it went on. I'm sure it got worse. But no, Susan, his life was fine. His life was not in danger. He got hit in the armpit. Mitchell and Hinsdale on Aaron Boone. What do you think, Mitchell?
Yeah, I just want to know why you guys are so down on Aaron Boone after 12 games.
It's a look. It's a feel. How'd you feel about the way he managed Tanaka in the middle of that game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought he could have brought him out. Took him out earlier.
Oh, you think?
My point is, when Steinbrenner hired Joe Torre back in the '90s, the back of the post said, Clueless Joe. How did that work out?
Well, we'll see. If this is Joe Torre, you're in luck. I don't feel he has the gravitas of Joe Torre, but we shall see. The early signs, if I'm a Yankee fan, would scare me.
Well, and also, don't go lumping me in with you. You've been more critical of him than I have. I mean, I think, I'm not saying I love the way they look here in the early part of the year. I think that's as much a reflection on the players as anything else. I don't know if the guy can manage or not, but it didn't look to me until last night like the team was responding to him. Last night, they responded.
How'd you feel about Tanaka?
So, that was horrible. Horrible. But I mean, he left him in the middle of the game.
He didn't even have anyone up.
No. So he after he allowed the grand slam, they then gave up a double into the corner. And he left him in the game because he wanted him to get a win. It was the fifth inning. There were two outs. And he left him in the game because he was trying to get him a win. And I thought, what are you doing? Get him out of there. It's 8-6.
He didn't have anyone up, Maz, for most of that.
I mean, brutal. Like, I don't know what the hell he was doing there. But that said, they came out of the gate last night and scored four runs in the first inning.
So I was just going to say, like, last night was a good sign for him. You know, if that combined, they lose 14-1 night one and then night two, have it happen again, then, you know, you really, I mean, if you weren't already starting to wondering what's going on there, and there was an instant pushback. And so I think last night was a good night for the Yankees and a good night for Boone. I mean, for whatever's going on there, you know, things haven't gotten lost here in the first week.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger. I like anti-coupable.
And Mass.
Stupid. They're so stupid.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Aaron, did you expect the Red Sox to retaliate in that situation?
I didn't know what to expect. I don't think they should have. You know, I mean, I thought it was a hard slide into second, nothing remotely dirty about it. And, and then to take matters into your own hands and go hit one of our guys for that, I thought was an overreaction. And, you know, I thought, didn't think it was right.
Let's go through some of our sound and hear what the guys had to say, the combatants had to say about all of this. Jimmy, why don't we do Boone 2, just rifle through the Boone stuff, number 2.
Are you okay with the way Tyler Austin responded?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tyler Austin's playing the game clean the right way, and then someone decides to fire one at you at 99. You know, you never know how you react in that situation. So I got no issue.
I hated that answer.
Okay, why?
Can I just say that? I hated that answer. So you're okay with your guy charging the mound and getting thrown out of a game and starting a brawl that might get one of your players hurt? You're okay with that? Like, again, the question was, are you okay with what Tyler Austin did after that? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you get hit in the back, 99, wrong answer. No, what you say is, look, he was frustrated, he didn't get it. Ideally, I don't want my players running out there. No, but I understand why it happened. Hmm. That's the right answer. You don't endorse the guy charging the mound. I hate that answer. Hate it.
All right. So I thought he had an interesting answer on the slide, how he felt about the slide. Number 3, Jimmy.
Darren, did you watch the slide again, and you didn't think he went in too hard or went in at Holt?
No. Because he came off the base, you know, there could have been an issue from a replay standpoint based on the rules. But no, sometimes in your slide, it carries you. And I don't know if there's any carryover from all the Machado stuff last year and they're going to handle things a certain way. But, I mean, that was pretty innocuous, if you ask me.
So I thought that was a pretty good bit of commentary. And I think that's where being the TV guy last year sort of helps, because he knows the whole backstory.
Sure he does.
Like, I don't know if, I mean, the league probably knows the Machado backstory. But, I mean, no guarantee. I think Boone's up on the Machado thing and what that meant for the Red Sox and how they might be responding to it this year. And so, I don't know what that means. It's just he has that backstory, and I think it was good insight. I think this is related to the Machado thing.
Well, he had a good read on where the Red Sox were, right? I mean, emotionally.
Definitely.
And, like, no question about it. But he missed the point. It wasn't about him sliding through the bag. It was about his foot coming out and spiking him. So to me, he sort of missed the point on it, but keep going.
Well, so he was challenged again on the slide.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, slide number 4, Jimmy.
The whole slide at second base, I mean, and since the Utley play, I mean, that, you know, it's clearly changed. Nobody would have thought twice about a slide like this a few years ago. But, I mean, when a guy comes across, you know, slides late, goes through the bag, has his legs stuck out, you're still convinced that's the right way?
No, I'm not necessarily saying the right way, but I had no issue with the slide. Sometimes you don't do it exactly right, and you get yourself in the letter of the law in a little bit of trouble. But to construe that as a dirty play or that you'd be offended by that, I don't buy that at all.
Okay, so I don't think Boone sounded as mealy-mouthed last night as...
No, that part I actually agree with him for the most part.
So do I. I thought Holt overreacted a little bit.
Yeah, and I know the game has changed, but I don't know. I mean, the baseball I grew up watching, that's just a hard slide. It's a takeout slide. And then the other thing that pissed me off, too, was the ump had to look at it. They had to look at it on replay. Like, please.
Well, they were trying to get a double play out of it because that was a... You know, so what made that not illegal... was that they didn't deem it to be a double play ball.
Correct.
If it were a double play ball, then the Red Sox probably would have gotten two on that because that was a takeout slide.
If he had tried to make the turn there, they probably would have given it to him.
And Remy was good about this. No one knows the rule. Like, even the people that play it and quote-unquote know the rule, they don't know the rule. How about this bro putt himself? I was going to call it bro putt. It's this hardo. Tyler Austin?
Tyler Austin.
Should I know him?
No. He's a rookie.
Thank
you. He's a kid. I got him mixed up with a different Tyler Collins.
Is he any good?
Austin?
Tyler Austin.
I don't know yet.
I think he's a Johnny. He's a donkey, this guy. Oh, such a bro. Okay, on the slide, Austin, number one, Jimmy.
No, I felt like my slide into second base was a clean slide, and I play the game hard. So, but yeah, I thought there was absolutely nothing wrong with that slide, and I had no thought that they were going to throw at me.
Okay. No thought that they were going to throw on me. Lie. Because you said in the next at bat, he was clearly, you know.
Oh, no, he knew it was coming. I'm telling you, he knew it. And again, I don't know if someone said something to him in the dugout or maybe Holt said something to him on the field like, hey, watch yourself next time up, kid. Like, well, but he knew it was coming. There's no two ways about it.
So here's another lie. I think he said that what really pissed him off was the second attempt to throw at him. This is what I was mentioning before. That once you try once, that should be it. That's number two, Jim.
After that pitch, it had crossed my mind, but I thought it was over after that. Missed with the first one. So baseball, like, yeah, once that happens, it's kind of over after that.
Okay, you missed with the first one. In baseball, when that happens, it's kind of over. Do you agree?
No, I don't. I don't agree. I mean, again, now again, the Red Sox should have hit him on the first one. They didn't. But just because they didn't, that's it. Okay, you got your chance. You can't do it again. Uh-uh. Cut it out. Well, if they're pissed off, it's coming again, pal. Who's kidding who?
All right, Austin, what did you and Holt talk about out on second base?
Well, he just said that I hit his leg, and I said I didn't think that there was anything wrong with the slide. You know, that's basically it.
I said, no, I didn't, bro. You got a problem? Meathead. That guy's such a Johnny. All right. Talk about Johnny comments. Let's hear Kelly postgame there. Jimmy, what did Joe Kelly have to say for himself?
I was ready to defend myself. Someone comes to my property and in my backyard, I have two dogs and ready to come to my property. And, you know, I feel like if I'm getting attacked, then I'm going to have to defend myself.
He sounds like, how come I'm blanking on the real Johnny's name? The guy here, Mr. Tough Guy with the fights in the grocery store.
Oh, Johnny
stores.
Gomes.
Johnny Gomes. He sounds like Johnny Gomes there. What are you going to do? Someone looks at you funny in the grocery store. Someone comes onto my property. I got two dogs.
Let my dogs loose. What I'm going to do.
I'm going to take you down. You don't come onto my property.
So I didn't know if he was speaking literally or metaphorically. Like, are his fists his dogs? Come to my dogs, man. Like, here you go. You want to meet my dogs? This is Fido and Astro. Come meet my shepherds, man, my Dobermans.
Exactly. He played Joe Kelly again. Let me hear. He sounded like Johnny Gomes.
I was ready to defend myself. Someone comes to my property and in my backyard. I have two dogs and ready to come to my property. And, you know, I feel like if I'm getting attacked, then I'm having to defend myself.
Oh, your property. Settle down, Tex.
What if you're at a grocery store and the guy right next to you in line is pointing at you and yelling at you? Are you going to go get security or you going to do something right there?
No, I'm going to take him down right there in produce, Johnny. You're right. His two dogs, yeah. Spot and Rover.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Rex.
I didn't think he had this in him. So this is the first time I'm hearing this sound. I mean, just him doing this last night. I mean, he was more Daniel Bard to me than anything else. And now he's more Johnny Gomes. That's hysterical.
All right, Brock Holt. What did Brock Holt have to say for himself, James?
I didn't grab anyone. As soon as you see Judge or Stanton come in there, you know, I think they were one of the first two on in the first scuffle, and you know, I start backing up at that point.
I love that line. They asked him about what he did in the scrum, and I think he said, "I grabbed," and then it was a little guy. I can't remember who he mentioned. He said, "When I saw Stanton and Judge coming. I backed up.
Honest answer.
Right. He's not talking about Rex and Fido. You don't come into my property. No, Aaron Judge comes into your property. You let him. You let him put his feet up in your deck furniture. If
Aaron
that's what he
Judge
wants
has taken dumps bigger than Brock Holt.
Is there more Holt there, Jimmy, or is that all you had?
Spiked my leg. Cut it. Pretty good. Yeah, I probably said something I probably shouldn't have to start it off, but I just wanted him to know that it was a bad slide, and I think he knows that now.
Okay,
so that irritated me a little. He cut my leg pretty good. Really? Like, you had to get stitches or something, or what? I didn't see any blood come through. You're fine. You got cut. It was a cut. Yes, you had a right to be irritated because he spiked you. Yes, but, you know, he cut me pretty good. Okay, fine. We get the message. He did something he wasn't supposed to do. You guys drilled him. That one I thought was a little much.
Okay, we played the Vasquez, so that's pretty much it. That's what the combatants had to say last night.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. You're listening to Felger and Maz.
Doesn't always have to be ha-ha-hee-hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was ready to defend myself. If someone comes to my property and in my backyard, I have two dogs and ready to come on my property. And, you know, I feel like if I'm getting attacked, then I'm going to have to defend myself.
Junkyard Joe Kelly.
Bert in Connecticut. Hi, Bert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Maz, I don't know if you remember or not, but at the end of last year and when they were in training camp this year, you had asked who can step up and be the leader of that team. And I called both times and said Christian Vasquez. I'd like to immediately retract my statement and also let you know that I cracked myself in the head two times for thinking about it. But so, all I thought about was Fisk and Veritek. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
So it's a bad look, Maz.
Yeah, you can't let the hitter get to the mound. You can't do it. You got to get out there. And so to me, like the alarming part of the whole thing is I don't think he saw it coming.
How do you not see it coming? He slammed his bat and stood there.
Okay, but so this
bro pud was begging for Vasquez to get in front of him.
Okay, so but this is the part. This is why I'm saying I find alarming is watch him, watch Vasquez, as Austin is slamming his bat. Vasquez is sort of straightening up. Like, it feels like he's adjusting his mask. Like, it's almost like, yeah, we hit him, now we move on. He'll go to first base. I don't think it ever occurred to him before the pitch, this guy might get pissed and go to the mound. Like, he just wasn't ready for it. And I guarantee it never happens again.
James in Manchester, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what do you got?
I've heard that Susan Walden take about 10 times about threatening someone's life by throwing a ball at them. And, I can only remember back to last year, the Detroit Yankees brawls, and I think after the third one, or whatever inside the third one, was Betances throwing 101-mile-an-hour fastball at someone's head, knocking him down, and I just wonder what her thought about that would have been.
Not the same. Guaranteed. Not the same.
So I don't remember the particulars of it. I mean, I remember it vaguely. I don't remember what it was about or who they threw at or any of that. I have a vague recollection of Thorez, he mentioned it. And, you know, but like we were talking about the size of the Yankees. I said Betances is 6'6". He's 6'8". He's 6'8". So, look, I just don't see where there's any defending Austin in this to get back to Waldman.
Well, Jimmy, do me a favor. In case anyone missed that, here, play Sterling and Waldman. This is, you know, CBS Radio in New York, right? It still has the games. And so here's Sterling and Waldman with the call of the game, and Waldman took it a certain place.
Now here's the 2-1.
And it hit him. Austin slammed his bat on the ground, now heads toward the mound, and he's ready to swing. He and Kelly go down on the ground, both benches empty. We have a brawl in Boston, and the brawl is going on. Austin had slid hard into Holt, and so Kelly hit him with a pitch, and Austin charged the mound.
Look, there's payback and there's payback. You don't hit a batter there throwing 98 miles an hour. You just don't do that. That's his life. Never mind his career. That's his life. Are you kidding me?
Charge him with attempted murder. Why don't you?
But again, hit him where?
It was the armpit.
He hit him in the back. I say the back. Like, same thing, right? I mean, he hit him
below the shoulder. It was high on the back, but it wasn't anywhere near his head.
She's repeating herself. I don't know what she's seeing. Like, in her day, she was a great broadcaster. I just think she's maybe lost it a little bit now.
I mean, to me, there was never any threat of him getting hit in the head there. I don't think anyway. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot.
Anthony Medford, go.
Yeah, I don't know what that lady was thinking. I just heard that. But I mean, like Matt said, that wasn't near the head. But Betts was way too slow. I mean, the bullpen beat him into the fight on the replay. And, Mike, you were talking about Judge. He probably never did get in a fight. But imagine if it was him sliding into second base on hold, and you had to be the pitcher to hit him and have him coming at you.
I don't think you'd do it. I think you'd pick the next guy. You'd wait for that idiot Tyler Austin to come back up and hit him. Say, we're hitting you instead of Judge.
Yeah.
This is true. If Judge is the one you had to retaliate against, who's going to be the one to do that?
No, you wait for Brett Gardner.
Exactly.
Little Brett Gardner, or the second baseman they have, what is his name, Torres? Like that little guy. You go after one of those guys, and that's it.
So we talked about Vasquez. Mookie Betts being slow into the pile, and then sort of laughing and joshing there with Jackie Bradley. You didn't love that look.
No, I just think it's a bad look. And to me, it also sort of, to me, exemplifies what it is that I think is missing in these guys a little bit. So as the thing's starting, it's good. Now you got, you know, people throwing punches, everybody running out there. If you go back and watch it, watch Betts. He's literally the last guy in there. He's the last guy there. And then, and I don't remember if it was on Nesson or on the Yes Network. I was going back and forth this morning. But there's a shot of the two of them standing there, Betts and Bradley. Bradley's got his glove over his face because he's laughing. And Betts, you can see him clearly smiling and laughing. And I just think that those guys like to play. Okay, they like to play. But do they really like to compete? And so I wonder, like, this is why I look at them in October and say, this is why you get your ass kicked in the first round every year.
Jim and Beverly, what are your thoughts?
Hey, what do you say, guys? Hey, didn't like the slide. He awesome, you know, definitely spikes him. So Brock Holt says something to him like, hey, what are you doing? So asshat Tyler Austin gets him, get in his face, and Brock Holt backs down right away. I mean, right there, he should have got right back in his face. Maybe they throw some, they both get thrown out, and it ends right there. He backed right off. Defend yourself, dude.
The thing I agree with you most is this Tyler Austin is an asshat. This guy's an asshat. But Holt wasn't looking for any trouble there. He just sort of turned and said, what are you doing?
No, I didn't have a problem with what Holt did there. Because if he goes back at him, then it is like, all right, enough. You made your point. Like, don't start a fight on the field.
The slide wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. I thought he overreacted a little bit. A little bit. I mean, he has, you know, to me, he could have caught the ball, flipped around as the kid's running off, saying, watch your back. Right? Like that. Just like nobody knows about it. So he seemed, and the reality is, you're going to get clipped at second base. You're going to. And I didn't, you know, he gets spiked, but I didn't think it was so bad that it warranted, you know, some sort of international incident.
Michael and Medford, go.
Yeah, the cleat rule. I heard that you can't cleat above the knee. I don't think I've ever, especially in my ball days, that you cleated somebody that high. We had metal cleats, and we got our ankles killed. They were soft leather shoes, like paper, with metal cleats. I don't know what the pros play in, but why even have the rule if it's that high?
But what's the rule, Maz? What's the exact rule?
Yeah, to me, if you go in with spikes high, like now we're going to, you know, further refine it to above the knee, below the knee, like, and someone else pointed this out to me.
Is going spikes high against the rule?
If you're going in to hit a guy with your spikes, you're not supposed to do that.
Is it against the rules?
No, it's not against the rules.
Okay, that's what I was. So my math, and this is sort of the problem.
But it's deemed to be cheap.
Why? Okay, so fine. I mean, it's against the code, and you're going to get retaliation on the field. But there's nothing in the rule book that says you can't go cleats up.
No. Nothing like that at all. No. And again, like, you know, the above the knee, below the knee thing. Someone else pointed this out to me. Chipper Jones tweeted about this, saw it, and said, "You slide in with your spikes up and catch a piece, you're going to get thrown at, young fella. That's how baseball works." Okay, so, you know, to me, it, like, I look at it as being that simple. You know, you go up with your spikes in there and you hit a guy in the leg, you're probably going to get drilled. Okay, someone's not going to be happy about it.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.